You are listening to episode 2 of the Social Media Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and my mission is to help you grow your revenue online through practical and inexpensive marketing tips. Today, I'm going to talk about hashtags. So by now, most people know what hashtags are, but why do you need them for your online business and how exactly do they work? So if you don't know what a hashtag is, it's a pound symbol followed by a word or a phrase without spaces or punctuation. And the reason why you need to be using them is because they are a free way to attract new followers to your business, especially those who are interested in your product or service who may not know about your specific name or your specific business. Hashtags are even more important now because, especially on Instagram, you can follow a hashtag so that any post that has that hashtag will come up in your feed. And you can also watch the stories that are associated with that hashtag. So when you click on a hashtag, all of the pictures that have that hashtag will be populated onto the screen. And they're organized with a few different ways. So the first way is chronological. So this means that the most recent posts come up at the very top. The second thing that matters in terms of the order in which they show up is engagement. That means that people who liked the photo or commented or shared it, the more engagement that photo got, it's going to have a higher rank within that post. And then finally, the popularity of the hashtag will dictate where that photo is within the order of everything. So really popular hashtags will have a lot more photos than, say, a very unique or a not so popular hashtag. So that leads me to the topic of what is a quality hashtag. So what you don't want to use is a hashtag that's too generic, something like the word weight loss. Not only are there millions of posts that have that hashtag associated with it, meaning your photo is just completely going to get lost, it also is pretty spam worthy. So you will also have a lot of posts that have nothing to do with weight loss just because it is so popular. So instead of weight loss, you want to do something more specific, such as hashtag sweating for the wedding or hashtag fit after 40. My best advice to you is to think of what your customer is looking for. So they may not be searching your specific business name. They may not know that you even exist yet. So let's take an example. Let's say you are a wedding planner in Napa. So of course you want to do something like the hashtag Napa Event Planner. That shows your geolocation and it shows your service. But what are people looking for? Maybe they're looking for something like wine country elopement or winery birthday party, or maybe you want to tag the specific location that you did the event at. That way people who are interested in doing an event there can see what you're possible of doing. If you can't think of outside hashtags, there are a few websites that offer these services. So one of them that I feel is really useful is called displaypurposes.com. And what you do is you type in the keyword that you're thinking of and a whole bunch of other hashtags will pop up. So for example, if you look up the hashtag hairstylist on displaypurposes.com, these other hashtags show up: hair extensions, hair goals, ombre, colorist. So you will also be offered these other hashtags that are relevant to what you're doing that could attract new customers. So you're allowed up to 30 hashtags on a post. Now, for some reason, studies show that the posts with the most engagement have 9 hashtags. I'm not sure if that's scientific or just a complete coincidence, but for what it's worth, 9 hashtags. But even just using one hashtag can increase your engagement by 12.6%. So hashtags are worth your while if you use them correctly. So you're allowed up to 30 per post, but don't use the same 30 over and over. You want to be able to have different categories that are relevant to the different themes of your business. So let's say you are a health and fitness coach, and you're going to have different categories based on your business. So maybe one category has to do with your workouts and your fitness. And then another category has to do with your diet and your meal planning and recipes. And then maybe you have a third category that has to do with your personal life and how you're a boy mom and how you like to take your kids out to do outdoor activities. So what you're going to do is you are going to save these hashtags in the notes of your phone. So if you have the Notes app, I know iPhones all have that. You're going to list all of your hashtags in there. That way you're able to keep a library of them when you need them. So here is how you're going to put the hashtags into your post. You're going to go into your notes and highlight your group of hashtags, then click copy. Then you're going to go to Instagram and you're going to post that beautiful picture with a very engaging storytelling caption. And you're going to tag the location and you're going to hit post. Then immediately you're going to go into the comments of that post and you're going to go 5 spaces down. Now you probably are going to need to put a punctuation mark like a period or a bullet point to get to 5 spaces down within that first comment. Then you're going to paste those hashtags. And the reason why you want to do it in the comment and not the caption is because there's a lot of busyness that goes on with hashtags and are not very pretty. So you want to hide them, but you still want to include them so that you're attracting those new followers and hopefully new customers to your page. So how do you know whether these hashtags are working? Well, you're able to see them on Instagram for Business under Insights. So you can see how many views you had to that post specifically because of the hashtags. Of course, you'll be able to compare and contrast what's working and what's not, and you're going to want to adjust your strategy accordingly. Well, I hope this podcast was informative for you. If you want to learn more, you're welcome to hit subscribe to this podcast. You can also find me on Instagram. I'm Social Media Mompreneur. Until next time, happy hashtagging.